A river flows from Eden to water the garden, and from there it divides into four headwaters. The name of the first river is the Pishon. It flows around the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. That land's gold is pure, and the land also has sweet-smelling resins and gemstones. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It flows around the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris, flowing east of Assyria. And the name of the fourth river is the Euphrates. Bull Run is a nearly 33-mile-long tributary of the Potomac River. It's a mostly gentle stream, popular with paddlers. There are some easy Class 1 and Class 2 rapids and an area where the currents are swift, but most of Bull Run is fairly tranquil. It changes like that, sometimes quickly. Bull Run, Broad Run, and Cedar Run all join to form the Occoquan River, a nearly 25-mile tributary of the Potomac. There are gentle areas of the Potomac. I remember taking windsurfing lessons in Pohick Bay about 30 years ago in calm waters. But there are treacherous areas as well. Up at Great Falls, the river is narrow and the water is beautiful, but deadly. I grew up in New York City, where there's a treacherous confluence of rivers. Spuyten Duyvil is the name of the whirlpool between the north tip of Manhattan and the Bronx, where the Hudson and Harlem rivers meet. Spuyten Duyvil is Dutch. It means spinning devil. Rivers are the lifeblood of a city, but there are often dangers as well. Rivers and oceans shape the land, and sometimes they overwhelm the land. My colleague in Baton Rouge knows this all too well. Eventually, they flow to the sea. The Hudson River, the river that I knew from my birth, flows into the Atlantic Ocean, as does the Potomac, fed by the Occoquan and other tributaries. The Atlantic Ocean reaches to Africa and Europe. It's the ocean my great-grandparents crossed to start a new life in the United States. Perhaps your ancestors crossed the Atlantic too. Or perhaps your ancestors crossed the Pacific Ocean, which meets the Atlantic at Cape Horn, the southernmost tip of South America. The Atlantic coast of the U.S. is warmed by the Gulf Stream. The Pacific coast is colder. The oceans have gentle beaches and rocky coastlines, warm waters and frigid waters, calm waters and raging seas. And they're all connected. We came from the oceans, and everything flows back to the oceans. Mighty rivers often have humble beginnings. The Mississippi River looks very different in Minneapolis from what it looks like in New Orleans. Whole oceans, tiny streams, they're all made up of individual drops of water. And they're all connected. Everything starts somewhere. Bull Run begins in the Bull Run Mountains in Loudoun County. I didn't even know there were mountains in Loudoun County. And flows south to the Occoquan. The Occoquan flows into the Potomac. The north branch of the Potomac begins at Fairfax Stone in West Virginia, and the source of the south branch is located near Hightown in northern Highland County, Virginia. The two branches converge just east of Green Spring, West Virginia. Everything has a source. We all start somewhere. Life began in the oceans, and we're still made up of mostly water. Perhaps that's why Carolyn McDade and Lucille Shuck Longview created the first water ceremony at the Women and Religion Continental Convocation of Unitarian Universalists in 1980. Water is a way that we are all connected. Water is a way that we might all find connection. What waters are you from? Calm waters? Cold waters? Open ocean? Quiet lakes? I'm not asking you where you were born. I'm asking you what's in your soul. When I was very little, we'd spend summers on a rocky coastline in Maine. I'd watch the surf crashing, and I saw how the water shaped the rocks over time. That water is part of my soul. But there's other water that's part of my soul as well. There is the water of tears in my soul, and calm cleansing waters as well. Many of you brought water with you today. If you didn't, fear not. When we get to the water ceremony, you'll be able to pour water from the vessels in the sanctuary. Think about that water now, though, the actual water that you've brought, or the virtual water that the communal water will represent for you. What does that water mean to you? In our reading this morning, there were four rivers. Two are actual rivers that we know, the Tigris and the Euphrates, but two are unknown rivers. What could those rivers mean? What could they carry? Do they carry the tears of the brokenhearted? Perhaps your water is salt water, holding your sorrows and pain. Do the rivers carry the destructive and creative force of nature? Perhaps your water signifies strength and power. Perhaps the rivers are cleansing, washing away the sins and errors of the past and offering a new start. Or maybe the rivers offer sustenance, quenching your thirst. Perhaps your water represents what you have been thirsting for. All of these things are in the water. Let the water carry your tears. Let it hold your rage. Let it cleanse you. Let it give you strength. Let it quench your thirst. If your waters are troubled, let them go and use a bridge. There are others here to build it with you. Respect it. There's power in the water. And remember that being mostly water ourselves, we too can be fluid like the water. Let yourself flow on. In a short while, we'll merge our waters, just as all the rivers of the world eventually flow to the seas. There is already water in the center vessel, water from last year's ceremony, and also some water from last year's water ceremony at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Arlington. UUCA gave us this water as a reminder of the links between our congregations. Several of you have asked me about Reverend Roberta Finkelstein. She has served as your minister, and she and I are both homegrown ministers from the Arlington Church, where I'm still a member. But beyond the links between just our two congregations, the Arlington water, and I'm sure your water also, contains water from many other UU churches through similar exchanges. Thus, this water links us to the wider Unitarian Universalist community, even as it binds us closer together today. After we gather our water at the four stations, tears, strength, cleansing, and nourishment. Got that? Tears by the piano, strength by the projector, cleansing by the stairs in the back, nourishment by the doors to the outside. We'll bring all the waters together in the center. We'll boil some of it and save it for use in blessings, dedications, and baptisms, and the rest we'll take outside after the service today and pour into the courtyard garden so that it will feed our very grounds. Every drop that you bring today is made holy by our holy intent to be in community together. May it be so. Namaste.